equanimity, or deep acceptance. Place yourself in a comfortable posture, free from discomfort and at ease. Make the intention that for the next 20 to 30 minutes, you'll first establish mindfulness and focus on a chosen object in order to be aware with a calm, still and stable mind. Then you'll contemplate equanimity so that this sublime quality may arise and be an object of meditation. Begin by settling your mind and body and establishing general awareness of this present moment with an open and accepting mind. Be present for experiences as they arise without clinging or rejection, but with interested and curious attentiveness. Be open to sensory physical experience, such as sounds, smells, tastes, sights, and physical sensations. Also be open to and carefree about mental experiences, such as thoughts and feelings, as they arise in this present moment. Relax and settle into this present moment without resistance or tension, and be aware of your chosen objects or object of meditation. Bring attention to this presence. Being present with contemplation. Reflect on the burden of being entangled in emotional overreactions to people, places, events, situations, or things. Even though many situations require a response, reflect on the destructiveness of unwise and often habitual and cyclic overreactions to these situations, events, or things. Being present with contemplation. Reflect on the suffering involved with clinging to views and patterns of overreactions and resolve to let go of destructive habits. Resolve to incline yourself towards peacefulness, towards presence. Resolve to incline your mind towards courageously changing the things that may need to be changed, accepting the things that can't be changed, and having the wisdom to know the difference. Incline the mind to a centered and balanced perspective. Bring to mind and ponder the qualities of being emotionally centered with equanimity. Equanimity is an uplifted sense of being centered, stable, emotionally balanced and unshaken in the midst of changing life events. Equanimity is a state of mind that is unshaken by praise and blame, loss or gain. pain or pleasure, fame or disrepute. Equanimity is a wise state of the heart that remains unshaken by social rejection or others' harsh and unrealistic judgments. Equanimity is like a stable mountain buffeted by storms. It is the opposite of being emotionally overreactive to changing life events or feeling responsible for other people's actions and taking things personally. Equanimity is not disinterested indifference, feeling flat, or cold impartiality. Equanimity is a sense of engaged understanding about change. Equanimity is a stable and unshakable quality of mind. It is even-minded and able to let go of attachments to expectations. Equanimity is a spacious stillness of mind that arises with wisdom. With equanimity, we realize that situations are often results of previous choices, and that each and every different individual must be responsible for their own actions. Equanimity is peaceful. Access this quality within yourself by using whatever means that is useful for you. Perhaps you can think of someone within whom equanimity is a powerful, stable center. Someone who is wise, centered, and emotionally balanced. When remembering this person, these qualities of equanimity may arise anew. Or perhaps you can remember a time or a circumstance when and where equanimity was the state of your heart. Remembering this time and circumstance may rekindle this quality for you. Contemplate and reflect on equanimity. Engage in the stillness of this quality. Perhaps you can reflect on change and the laws of cause and effect. The wise heart knows that every action has a consequence. The wise heart knows that actions performed with wholesome intentions are more likely to have wholesome consequences than actions done with intent of harm. The wise heart knows that all beings are the owners of their actions, born of their actions, related to their actions, abide supported by their actions. Whatever actions they shall do, of those actions they will be the heirs. If and when equanimity arises, dwell on the still and centered peacefulness of this quality. If words or phrases help to cultivate and nurture this quality, use these phrases to help keep you focused. As you say the phrases that are meaningful to you, become focused and absorbed with the meanings of the words. Be unconcerned about distractions. put aside the hindrances, and without struggle or strain, bring single-minded attention to the quality of equanimity. Choose a phrase that is meaningful for you and repeat it over and over, connecting with the meaning of this phrase. May I openly accept things as they are. Other beings' joys and sorrows are related to their actions and do not depend on my wishes. May the peace and stillness of my heart be unshaken by praise or blame, loss or gain, pleasure or pain, fame or obscurity. May the stillness and peacefulness of my heart be unshaken by the inevitable ups and downs of life. May I be peaceful. May peacefulness fill my heart. My actions are my only true belongings. My actions are the ground on which I stand. May I have the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. May the peace of acceptance fill my being. May I bring the spacious stillness of my heart to all things. May I be peaceful. May I truly be peaceful. May my heart be at peace. May I accept things as they are. May the peacefulness and stillness of my heart prevail. peace. As we bring this meditation to a close, reflect on what worked for you to help awaken the peace of equanimity. And remember that you can bring the awakened spacious stillness of equanimity to every encounter of your everyday life.